Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two cool shirts, no long skirts.
A.k.a. Brubigli and Sklar's Talk Deli and Tech with Zilla brand stars from the telly unchecked. I love it. That's Huddletron. He was talking about us being on Mike Birbiglia's podcast.
Working it out.
What a great time that was. If you want to check that out, do so. Thanks to everybody who came to the live Dumb People Town that we did two nights ago. We're going to announce that we announced the new one. As of right now, we don't know who it is when we're recording this, but we're going to tell you who that's going to be.
Because the next one is on April 10th. That's the next live Dumb People Town. But between now and then,
we've got the live stand-up show, and we're going to do a little cheap seats on March 20th. Eventbrite.com. Get your tickets for that. Shall we jump into a story,
Jay? Let's jump right into this story.
Okay. Jay and I do not make our twinness a huge focus of our comedy. It's been a choice that we made, and maybe that's the wrong thing. Maybe we played it the wrong way.
Yeah.
But it, to me, feels like the smell that's coming out of your great aunt's purse at a holiday dinner. Mm-hmm. It's underneath.
Yeah.
It pervades everything, but we don't need to talk about it to know that it's there.
Oh, it's there.
It colors everything we do. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the only thing that people remember sometimes is that fact.
From a whole evening.
Like the smell that's coming from your great aunt's purse.
Yes.
But we don't need to talk about it to feel its impact. That's the way we've always felt about it.
About our twinness, yes.
Right?
Yes. It's important to us. It's important in understanding our relationship with each other. It's important
underneath every story that we tell, the way we tell it.
How we attack a comedy premise. How we our cadence and our style
of
delivery.
Where we both land on things. The fact that we don't have to be on two opposite sides. We can be on the same side of things. It's all part of it. But in an abstract sort of way that I think makes it more unique, that's the approach that we've always loved
and
to take.
And I would say that some twins annoy us and some twins actually fascinate us.
Like the bit we did about the twins who, from the book As Nature Raised Him, which was a crazy and tragic story about, and do we talk about it on here?
I'm not sure.
We may have talked about it on here, but just a refresher for those who maybe didn't
hear it. There were a set of twins, twin boys, and one of them had a botched circumcision when he was
up
born
in Canada. And so they went to a psychiatrist
who was trying to sort of push his agenda that it's nurture over nature. And he was like, well, just, you know, turn that into a vagina and raise him as a girl. A horrible thing to do to a young boy.
To play God with this kid.
Who clearly in his genes and in his body was a boy.
And so they raised him and he was not comfortable in his own skin. They called him cave girl. By the way, we did all this description in our comedy bit.
And then when they were 14, when they were 12, he fashioned a penis out of his inner thigh. And at that point in our bit, we were always like, there are jokes.
We are going to tell jokes here. But they turned him into a boy and it was a terrible story and whatnot.
Both of them, like, it ended horribly for both of them.
But when we told the story, they were still alive and Jay and I both felt worse for the twin brother.
Yes.
Because that guy couldn't complain about small things around the other brother
for the rest of his life. Yes.
So that was the bit, was that, you know, he's like, he comes home, he's mad, he's angry. And the other brother who had his, you know, you know, comes home and he's like, "Well, what are you mad about?" "No, nothing, nothing."
"Oh, well,
there was a line at the bank and I had to wait."
"You had to wait a long time." "Yeah. Was it as long as I had to wait for them to fashion a penis on the man?"
"Obviously, it was not that long." "It was obviously not that long. They didn't have pens there."
"Oh, they were out of pens at the bank." "Yeah." "So, yeah, that's always a problem when you think there's going to be a pen and then there's no pen." "Is it just a chain where the pen was supposed to be?"
"That was..."
"That's disappointing." "So anyway, so yeah, so we used to run that bit. It's a tragic story, but we were fascinated by those twins.
And we played interesting twins on TV before and in movies. In the movie Bubble Boy, the director told us to like improvise a scenario where where Siamese twins were together and just come back in."
"No,
and-
no, I don't even think they were Siamese. Were they Siamese?"
"I think they were, because they were freaks on the, you know, in the movie Bubble Boy with Jake Gyllenhaal. We had scenes with Jake Gyllenhaal, which was crazy. But they said, just improvise a scene where you're part of this freak show thing and, you know, you guys are Siamese twins." We came back in and we said, "What if they're Siamese twins connected at the head? One of them is a Hasidic Jew. The other one is a transgender person." This was like in 99 we were pitching this idea, because we thought, how crazy would it be if someone was going through rabbinical school
while the other person was going through a transition?
That's right. So, I mean, to us, that was really interesting, and we played that out. We improvised a lot of things, but it never made it in. We were on Grey's Anatomy, where we played Siamese twins that wanted to get separated because we were in love with the same woman.
And then once we're separated, we realized that we just cared about being close and friends
to each other, because we were in love with the same woman. We wanted to see who she would pick. It just fascinating and interesting.
And then our dad, who is no longer with us, made the greatest observation on that show and the greatest pitch that we never pitched to Shonda Rhimes, which I now want to pitch her that idea.
I want to do it more than ever. He said, "You guys should call Shonda Rhimes." We're like, "We can't call Shonda Rhimes." "Okay. Call her up and tell her you want to go back on the show and get sewn back up together
as the first Siamese twins that were ever
reconnected."
Reconnected.
And we were like, "That is the dumbest idea."
And we're like, "That is the most
Shonda Rhimes thing."
Anatomy,
I mean, Dad almost predicted Bridgerton. Yes. Okay, I'm just saying that. It was an amazing moment.
He was close.
And so it, you know, we were able to do all those things. One of the best twin things that we ever played. I love this so much.
Because we sort of hatched it with Rob Corddry.
I pitched it with Rob Corddry. So Rob Corddry did Children's Hospital, and then he did
Newsreaders.
Newsreaders. He said, "I want to think of something for you guys to do on Newsreaders." And I came to him with this idea, and then he went away and he wrote it. And it was...
We didn't touch a word.
It was one of the most beautiful written things I've ever...
And then David Wayne directed it. That was the other thing that was also so freaking cool. Someone we...
Well, did he direct the Newsreaders? I don't think he directed...
Did he direct the Newsreaders?
David Wayne directed the Newsreaders.
Randall Park was in it. It was so much fun. It was beautiful. I don't know if David Wayne directed...
He did.
He directed the Children's Hospital. I don't know if David Wayne directed the Newsreaders.
I think he directed the Newsreaders too.
It doesn't matter.
But he was a producer on it.
The point is that it was this totally bizarre story where we were identical twins who were separated at birth. We wound up growing up.
We should throw this on our Instagram.
We wound up growing up next to one another in the same neighborhood. And then we became best friends and business partners. And then Newsreaders as a show wanted to reunite us as twins.
Yeah.
Even though we had had a relationship throughout the whole time.
Right.
And so we get reunited as twins.
And our whole lives go to shit.
Well, we start to fight in ways that friends...
We did it when we were friends.
And business partners wouldn't fight with each other. We started to fight as twins. And so we asked if we could go back to just being friends.
Business partners.
Love that so much. It was so,
so
beautifully
intricate.
Done.
They let us play it very real. We love doing that show more than almost any other TV version of like playing twins. I think that was our favorite roles to play that focused on being twins. I think that was the most interesting usage of it.
It used it in a way that didn't shy away from the twinness of it all.
Yes.
But it was just fascinating. And so the reason I bring that up is that it is so close to the next story that happened that I'm so excited to share it with you. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into this story that reminded me so much of the Newsreaders. Don't go anywhere.
I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbrook Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. and we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with the meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show so much on Sklubber Country, the Virus Edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post a link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates, and so is Huddletron, and so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman.
Charlie Shulman, Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to the show, we love hearing from you, and it just excites us to no end. So build that community, download the free Stereo app, and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows, Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
Hey guys, Randy here. Just wanted to talk to you about the way we shop online. I think we've all been doing it wrong, and I'm so happy about our sponsor because they just showed me how to do it right. You know, we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout, but thanks to the good people at Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. I was wasting a lot of time doing that. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones that you can find to fit your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech, gaming products, to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. Imagine you're shopping for one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey scours for coupons that it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you watch the prices drop. I saved money on, I got pizza, saved like $5 on pizza for my kids, $10 on a pair of jeans for my youngest daughter. Good stuff all the way around. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. You will not believe how easy this is. It's amazing. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Here's what you do. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Sklarbro. That's joinhoney.com/Sklarbro.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show.
As we mentioned, on March 20th,
yep,
we're doing a live stand-up show. And at the end of that show, within the context of our stand-up set, we are going to do a live Cheap Seats.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen before footage from Cheap Seats. And
we're
going to
break it
jokes
down Cheap Seat style. It's going to be a blast. So get your tickets at eventbrite.com. And then we got a live Dumb People Town on April 10th.
We don't know who the guests are going to be as we record this, but we will know when this drops. So tomorrow, when we drop a new episode, hopefully we will have a better idea of who will be our guest for that very special live Dumb People Town on April 10th.
But Ben, you can get your tickets at
we want to give you plans that are safe, that are COVID friendly, and that still feel like live comedy in your own lives. And that's part of our goal, to do that at least once a month.
All right, so let's get into this story. Now, when we left, we took a break. We were talking about an episode of Newsreaders we did where we were twins separated at birth,
but grew up in the same neighborhood. We're friends and business partners, and then Newsreaders reunited us as twins.
But we hated it and wanted to go back to just being friends.
We never thought that that would become a real story.
Or close to a real story, but here we go.
Okay.
All right. A pair of former classmates in Indiana who reconnected decades later on Facebook made a shocking discovery. They're long lost twin siblings.
This should have been a plot in Hoosiers.
Like Hoosiers 2 should have been
Hoosiers
this,
2 should
right?
have been
They both yes. coached the men's basketball, our boys' basketball team, to a state championship, even though one of them drinks.
The other one hits kids and they just...
If they don't pass it four times before they shoot. I love this
idea.
They
need each other to make each other better.
Karen Warner, 51, and she looks old. She is literally a year and a half older than us.
51, like the way 51 used to look when we
were... Right!
Someone's grandma.
Said she found out her biological mother's name a few years ago when Indiana unsealed adoption records, and then the discovery came with a surprise. She had a twin brother. So they're not identical.
That's always a fun moment when you see a boy and a girl twin and someone asks, are they identical?
No. This could totally happen, right?
Yes.
It's totally happened. I mean, what kid is going through puberty and sort of looking at someone from the opposite sex and in their class and saying, you look like my fraternal twin?
Or looks at a kid, I mean, nobody says that, right?
Right.
But there is the moment where you could look at someone and be like, wait, you see, I feel like we're vibing. We have such,
exactly.
We're on the same wavelength. Like, I don't know. We're all attracted to parts of ourselves, I think, a little bit.
All narcissistic. This is a minefield right here.
That's right.
Warner said she sought help from various adoption websites to try and find her long-lost brother. Turns out all she needed was classmates.com.
Hey-o!
And a yearbook.
And folks.
All right? Everybody kept coming up with nothing. So then... nobody came up with anything. Don't say everybody came up with nothing. Say nobody came up with anything. I'm
because
sorry.
We didn't have time or have a name to go by or anything.
Yeah, Warner told
him. Great, by the game way, to go by great or quote, or nothing. Warner.
Great
or
quote. Maybe the problem was you couldn't communicate what you're saying. This is, honestly, this is nuts.
I mean, did they
what
know
if they were
other?
Hot for each other? What
that's,
if they had a crush on each
asked.
Other?
That's what I think.
Warner said the big break came when she obtained local voting records with a list of three men who shared the exact same birth date. Now, can she hold it over her twin brother? I ask you, Jay, that she looked for this harder than him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because we understand that relationship with twins. Again.
She did the research.
She did.
Bitch.
The third name on the list, Mike Jackman, the Hugh Jackman of guys in Indiana who are also long-lost twins, stood out because he was a high school classmate who she said only very recently she reconnected with on Facebook. So they had a relationship.
Oh,
they were friends.
God. Facebook, you've done it again.
Organizing capital insurrections.
Reuniting long-lost twins who used to be high school classmates who were friends.
You guys are doing it. For years you've been doing it. Warner said Jackman sent Jackman a Facebook message saying they might be twin siblings.
Way to not bury the lead on that one.
And he left her on red for a while.
Left her on red.
And the pair had a DNA test performed that
confirmed. Sorry, I don't check this very much.
Exactly.
Weeks later.
How do you respond to that request? I mean, there are some friend requests where you're like, I don't know if I get it.
I think you like it.
I
think
guess.
You press thumbs up to say you like it.
Do you answer back without accepting the friend request? This is weird.
I think you think you might be getting punked.
You have to assume that someone's trying to put one over on you, right? You're like, do you think of which one of my friends would do the Gator.
Come on, bro.
Quote, it filled a void in my life I didn't know was there, Jackman said. There was something out there I didn't know was there. Now it's here. She's here. I mean, there was something out there. I couldn't be bothered to look for it.
I knew it was out there, and thank God someone else did the work for me, but here she is.
And before Jackman sees this thing and posts out that we are, that
totally
he did
wrong.
Look for her.
He loved her.
He did love her. Just know that we're trying to make comedy here. So maybe you did.
We could be getting this completely wrong. That's why we're comedians.
That's why it's comedy.
We're positing
assuming,
a theory.
Exactly. So and we could be wrong. So if we're wrong, we're sorry that we're wrong, but we're not really sorry because we're trying to make a joke here. Mm-hmm. We can all agree he didn't look as hard as
he
she
definitely
did.
Didn't look as, well, she looked harder. She found him.
The siblings said they now talk almost every day and get together several times a week. Several times a week is not enough for me. They should be living together.
I don't know. It should be a show on TLC if
they
live together.
Why aren't we making money off this?
Long lost friends.
High school reunion. High school reunion.
Yes.
High school reunion.
Long lost roommates.
Of the class of 89. Secret seniors.
Kindergarten reunion.
I love it.
Twin tuition.
She said, we're two peas in a pod, Warner said. If those two peas were placed in pods right next to one another and didn't know they were from the same pod for 50 years and had a ton of interactions with each other
and then
thinking that they
out.
Were from separate pods and then on Facebook, the two peas became friends and then sent a message and said, we're actually two peas from the same pod. Right. Yeah, it's just like two peas in the pod, Warner. Mm-hmm. You described it perfectly.
Yes.
By the way, I am really happy that they found each other.
Me too.
I am really happy, and who knows, maybe being apart for so long will allow them to have this super deep relationship.
Maybe
now.
We should have been separated at birth and become friends in high school, only to find out that we were actually twins in 2 years.
Yeah, and still have the career that we had. That would have
that
been
would
amazing.
Be incredible.
It's our newsreader story come to life.
Oh, God. We got to find those little clips.
We'll find
and post
it.
Them.
We'll post it. We love it. Guys, that is a show. This is a crazy show, and I love that we got to give it to you. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. We'll see you
on March 20th at our live stand-up show.
And then on Nowhere April 10th, Comedy Club. Live Dumb People Town. Go to eventbrite.com, look up, get those tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da-da.
A podcast network.